哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名啊，大家平安。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and may peace be with everyone.
那很高兴我们在这里一起来敬拜神。
Thank God that we're able to come here and worship God together.
啊，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May God bless us.
让我们身体健康。
So that we can enjoy physical health.
让我们心情愉快。
And have a happy outlook in life.
那属灵增长。
And that our spirituality.
那既然来到这里了，就要把一切放下到神面前。你不要再想你家的门没有关好。
Since we're here, let us put aside everything else and stop worrying about whether we locked our door this morning.
或是想到你什么哪里没弄好，放下。
Or think about anything else, just let go of everything.
好，在座应该有人有买房子的经验吧？
Those among us, many may have the experience of buying a house.
那你要你买房子，并且你是自己要住的。
When you're buying a house and you intend to live in that house.
那你一定会先看资料嘛，哈。
Of course, you will research first.
啊，人家口头跟你报告。
And ask others to give reports to you.
那完了之后。
And after everything.
你想说差不多了，哈。
You are pretty prepared.
你一定会去看的。
Then you will go look at the house.
你是要住的，自己住的，你可能会前后左右看一看，进到里面看一看，那个车身是不是太大了。
Because you tend to live there, so you would go and see and look at the surroundings and see if it's too big.
对，有的人说是不是太安静了也不好。
Or is it too quiet and I don't like quiet.
那昨天晚上我们有谈到。
Last night we had mentioned.
神创造人类之后。
After God had created humankind,
其实神造人那个造那个字呢，其实就是窑匠，好像英文是用 form 的，就是好像捏，好像陶艺家在捏土的那个字，所以跟那个窑匠的动词是一样的。
And it's the same verb form as a potter creating.
我们常常父母哈，台湾的父母说啊。你是我捏大的哈，从小捏大的。
There's a Chinese saying that the parents would say that I have been molding or forming you since you were little.
其实是神捏好的，你把他养大了。
It's actually God who had formed the child and you have brought them up.
所以我们每个人都是神捏出来的。
So every one of us have been formed by God.
那并且呢，神特别应该是栽种了，中文用什么力啊？其实力就好像是栽种，这个栽种跟原意很有关系的。神是第一个原意专家。
And God was the first planter who raised up.
特别设计了一个伊甸园。
And he has created this Garden of Eden.
那我们也知道，伊甸就是快乐嘛，哈。
Eden itself means happiness.
你进去伊甸园，绝对不能忧愁的。
When you're in the Garden of Eden, you would not have any worries.
如果你进到伊甸园，忧愁是对造伊甸园那个人的一个侮辱啊。
If you are sad or worried in the Garden of Eden, you are insulting the creator of the Garden of Eden.
神说我这个是伊甸园，你进来忧忧愁愁的。神说，换个脸吧。
Because God would think you're not giving me any honor because this is a place I've created.
那我也常在想哦。
I've been thinking.
现在也一样，现在是安息日啊。你不要来这里坐在那里不安息，那个对安息日的主，如果讲严重一点是有点很对不起啦，如果讲更严重有点亵渎神嘛，是不是？我这个是安息日啊，你到我这里来你烦恼的半死，表示我这个安息日功效不大。
So today is the Sabbath, a day of rest. If you're here and you're not restful, then you'reinsulting or even more severely you're blaspheming against God who is the Lord of Sabbath and created it for us.
已经放下了。
So let us put aside everything else.
所以从现在开始要享受这个日子。
And from this moment forward to enjoy this day.
好，那到启示录，这是我们刚讲伊甸园是在创世纪啊。
So Garden of Eden is mentioned in Genesis.
神所做出来的、造出来的、设计出来的给他的孩子们居住的。
God has created, formed, and designed this place for His children to live.
就是亚当。
And the child is Adam.
到世界的末了呢
？How about at the end of the world?
启示录。
In Revelation.
就是 昨天我们有开始谈的神呢降一个城给我们住啊。
And we had mentioned yesterday that God descended the city for us to live in.
这个不是你做的，也不是人拼出来的。
This is not a place created by men.
我们来看启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章第二节。
Chapter 21 verse 2.
这个圣城是从天上降下来的。
This holy city came down from heaven.
预备好了。
It's prepared.
是新妇，那个装饰整齐。
It's prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
那神，这不是我们要去买的房子啊。
This is not a house that we're going to purchase.
是神要给我们住的地方。
It's a place that God has prepared for us to live in.
那神也蛮体贴我们的。
And God had us in mind when He.
最先介绍一下。
He first introduced it.
那介绍就用讲的了哈。
And He spoke.
啊，因为圣城降下来，你只要说哦，有一个圣城。
The holy city came down, and you see, oh, it's a holy city.
第三节啊。
Verse three.
用听见的。
He heard.
啊，看不见哦。
Couldn't see.
你不能看到里面啊，那个墙很高的，看不进去的。
Because this holy city will have walls, and you wouldn't be able to see beyond that wall.
如果圣城那时候是降在约翰的旁边，或降在你的旁边，啊，你一看是看不到顶的。
So imagine you were John and the holy city descended upon next to you. When you look over, you wouldn't be able to see beyond the tall wall.
从三节到八节。
So from verse 3 to verse 8,
你可以看到三次的宣告。
There's three proclamations.
三次的声音。
A voice is heard three times.
那这个声音呢，是神自己介绍的。
And these are introductions from God.
说第三节。
Verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说。
I heard a loud voice from heaven saying,
神自己来介绍要给我们的这个圣城是怎么样的。
God himself made this introduction of how the holy city is.
我们简单讲。
Simply put,
第一次的介绍是说神跟人同住。
The first introduction is that God will dwell with men.
他要跟人同住。
He will dwell, be with his people.
其实这个圣城不是在天上，在人间哦。
This holy city is actually not in heaven. It's amongst us. It's coming down from heaven.
啊，他们要做他的子民。
They will be his people.
在圣城的人会流眼泪哦。
Those in the holy city will have tears.
一定会，人在，只要在人间，你无论在哪里，总是会流眼泪的。
As long as we live on this earth, we will have tears.
不是圣城的人不流眼泪。
It's not that those who dwell in the holy city will never cry.
只是一流眼泪，不是你自己擦，也不是你先生擦，也不是儿女擦。
It's just that when we cry, that the person who wipes away our tears is not our spouse or our child.
人擦人的眼泪，有时候擦不干的。
Sometimes when men want to wipe away other people's tears, they are unable to wipe away everything.
年纪越大，你会发觉有一些情况，人实在没有办法去安慰人。
The older you get, the more you realize that there are certain circumstances where others cannot comfort you and dry your tears.
你越安慰，他越悲哀。
Sometimes the more you try to comfort them, the sadder they become.
他有时候睡到已经忘记，不能说忘记了，已经有一点快麻痹了。你又跟他安慰一下他要哭得半死。
Sometimes they almost became numb to the situation, but you comfort them and they are reminded and they start to be sad again.
在圣城里面。
Within the holy city,
人继续会哭
people will cry.
继续流眼泪
they will continue to shed tears.
但是神来擦
but God will wipe away every tear.
神擦你的眼泪
God will wipe away our tears.
并且呢，第四节哦
in verse 4,
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪
God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
无论你是愤怒的
whether you're angry,
你是悲哀的
or you're sorrow,
你是受伤的。
You're hurt.
有时候你欺负人，欺负到气起来也流眼泪啊。
Sometimes others have wronged you so badly that you started to cry.
神全部来擦去。
God will wipe away every tear.
那接下来说不再有死亡。
There will be no more death.
当然，神擦了你的眼泪，也不再有悲哀。
And because God has wiped away the tears,
哭嚎疼痛
no more sorrow, crying.
这以前的事都已经过去了。
All the former things have passed away.
做宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我这样一切都更新了。”
The one who sat on the throne said, Behold, I made everything new.
在圣城里面。
In the holy city.
一切都过去。
All the formal things have passed away.
进到圣城哦。
Once you enter the holy city.
每个人的经历哦。
这
是每个人要经历的。
Every single person will experience this.
在启示录这边我们看到的哦。
In the revelation we see.
这是一个以整体来报道。
This is a general report.
其实你从开始你信耶稣
Starting from the moment you believe in Christ,
你到离世之前
Until the moment right before your death,
一定我们下午还会继续再谈、哦、这个圣你一定要进入到圣城的
You have to enter into the holy city and we will continue in the afternoon.
我们来看一节、哦、这个圣城其实是从我们昨天晚上讲的从创世以前神已经预备到世界末了
And we've discussed yesterday how the holy city has been prepared before the world was created, and it would last.
像亚伯拉罕
just like Abraham,
他走过一生
he has lived his life.
到最后呢
at the end,
希伯来书十一章十六节，我们都很熟悉的
in Hebrews chapter 11,
最后他们羡慕一个更美的家乡
verse 16, that they have gone into a better place.
这个家乡在天上的。
And this heavenly country, it's a heavenly country.
那因为神已经给他们预做了，预备了一座城。
Because God has prepared a city for them.
这是天上的城。
This is a heavenly, a city from heaven.
每个人你要离世之前呢、啊、
Everyone before they depart from this world.
得救的人哦。
Those who are saved.
你会进到那个圣城里面的。
Those people will enter into the holy city.
这是一个境界。
It's.
这是一个 status
It's a status、
嗯、一定会的
It will happen
我年纪不是很大了我当中你们有年纪比我大很多的你已经看过很多人看过很多人间了但是当传道比较有机会陪伴人去世
As a pastor I have the opportunity to accompany more people to,、who have passed away
或是知道、嗯
Oh, I've heard of people who have passed on.
我曾经陪伴一个人去世哈。
Once I've accompanied someone as they were on their deathbed.
他已经是医生说已经差不多了，也是说就要送回家了。
The doctor has said that it's about time.
那我去医院看他。
So I went to visit him.
一看他看到我呢，他就哇很高兴啊。
When he saw me, he was happy. And he shook my hand.
他说再见了。
So see you later.
他意思说啊，你继续努力哈，继续为神工作。他要走了。
And he encouraged me to continue to work for God that he was about to depart.
他爸爸也在那边嘛。
His 爸爸。
他的爸爸。
His father was there.
他很生气啊。
His father was mad.
说你不可以讲这样子，爸爸还没死，你怎么可以讲说你要走，你要死？不孝。
You can say that your father is still here. You can't die. That's not right.
当我摸头啊，我发烧，我不知道怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
然后我就坐在他旁边。
I just sat there.
他说他意思说赶快送他回去，他灵魂要走了。
For him,
很少人听到这样，他很清楚。
For him, he knew very clearly that his soul was about to depart.
但是他年纪很轻啊。
But he was still very young.
他才25岁。
He was only 25.
不是老到那我摸他的脚。
I touch his feet.
冷啊，慢慢冷呢。手，我握着他的手。
I held his hand.
一直冷哦。赶快送回家。
And he wanted to be sent home.
回到家。
When they went home.
他一直要祷告。
He wanted to pray.
他祷告，其实他不会走路啊。他说啊，我在走路啦。
He could no longer walk, but he said that I am walking.
他把他全家人的名字念一遍。
And he recounted every single member of his family.
说再见了。
And said goodbye to them.
他妈妈说你忘记了你一个家里一个人就是了很亲的人。
And his mom reminded him that he forgot this one person.
他说没有啊，我没有看到他死了。
He said I don't see him. He died.
他说没有啊，他活好，你不要咒诅他。
The mom said no, he's alive. Don't.Curse him like that.
那他在祷告里面就去世了。
And while praying, he passed away.
这是我遇到最奇妙的。
And this was one of the more miraculous experiences I've had.
其实他三年前就生病。
He actually had an illness 3 years ago.
22岁。
Prior, he was only 22.
哦，他那时候生病之后呢，他全家为他祷告，这个哭那个进食。
After he got sick, the whole church prayed for him. There were some who cried and fasted for him.
那开始生病，生那个病是不会。不能起床的，就一直萎缩啊。
And with the illness, he would wither on the bed.
那这个时候，就很多那个中国人所讲、台湾人所讲的臭头金丝就来了。
And at that point, a lot of people came with different opinions.
台湾说“臭头金丝”啊，就是大家都想讲一句话嘛，对不对？
Everyone had their two cents to share.
有的人就说他是不是犯了罪啊？
Just some people asked, did he sin against God?
要悔改。
He has to repent.
有的比较高尚说，哎，他是不是这个青年很好，是不是应该当传道啊？
And some say, oh, maybe he should become a pastor.
那这个讲的，那个讲那个。
So everyone had their own opinions.
其实他要去世之前
，right before he passed away,
他才跟跟人家讲。
He told someone.
我那时候才知道，其实三年前神已经说你要回来，因为这个青年祷告很特殊的了，很特殊。这个他灵性啊什么非常好的。
Only found out 3 years after when he was about to pass away that God actually already told him 3 years ago when he was 22 that he will pass away, and because he prays a lot and his prayers are heard.
在教会很服事。
In church, he served God loyally.
神就喜欢他。
And God really likes him.
22岁，神差不多了。神说你回来。
At 22, God already said, "It's about time. Come back."
那时候他说我不行啊，我刚大学毕业。
But he told God that I just graduated from college.
我前程光明，他家又很，在那个时候应该是很穷的。
I have a bright future, and at that time, his family was probably not well off.
他妈妈是去人家家收衣服，给人家洗衣服，晒完晚上送给人家，你就知道他家的情况。
His mom does laundry for others by hand.
他读的是当时非常热门的科系。
And what he had studied in was actually a very hot industry.
他想说，他家就从他开始一定会好，很好。
So his thought was that his family's financial situation will improve because he would now be able to work.
那么年轻就走。
For such a young person to pass away.
太舍不得啊。
It's very pitiful.
舍不得。Pitiful, 不那么 pitiful.
It's rather, it would be a pity for someone like that to pass away so early.
他家人也舍不得，大家都舍不得，教会舍不得。
His family, everyone couldn't let him go.
但是神就是要他回去。
But God wanted him.
好了，祷告，祷告。
So everyone prayed.
三年。
3 years passed.
其实三年他在床上受苦啊。
In that 3 years, he suffered on the bed.
有一次我们去看他，有一个弟兄啊，看他受苦，当场晕倒。
One time, we visited him.
不晓得救他还是救他。
There was a brother who saw that the brother who was sick was so in such a pain that the brother who visited actually fainted.
当然附带讲那个弟兄是特别软弱的了，可能那个。
And that the brother who fainted was probably weaker.
是这样子的，三年之后呢
？So after 3 years.
他要离世之前。
Right before he left.
他讲说啊，感谢主，他现在回去了。
He said, "Thank God, I'm going to return home."
神用三年时间在磨练他的心。
God used 3 years to train his heart.
他到最后说啊，这个世界是我们一般所讲的虚空，他是真的，真的。有时候我们那个嘴巴说虚空，其实哈还贪得要命啊。
At the end of the 3 years, he could truly say from the bottom of his heart that this world is vanity.
他看到神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
最后他自己讲，他看在一个荣耀的路上，光呢，就是光的神的荣耀路上，他走了。
At the end, he said that he saw this path with the glorious light of God, and he was walking on it.
他看到神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
所以这个世界，他一切可以放得下。
So he was able to let go of everything in this world.
这就是他的圣城。
This was his holy city.
那启示录这个圣城呢？
How about the holy city mentioned in Revelation?
这是一个整体的。
This is a holy city of everyone.
就是就是到世界末了，在真耶稣教会的末期会呈现的。
And this will be revealed at the end day in the true church.
我们看第九章哈。第二十一章第九节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21, verse 9.
这个有时间的。
There's a timing of this.
这是拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说。
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying.
所以这个就是七碗还没到。
So this is before the seven bowls were poured.
那但是拿七碗的天使已经出现了。
But the angel with the bowl had appeared.
因为七碗就是末后的最后的七灾。
Because the seven bowls were the seven last plagues.
这个再也没有这个大灾了。
There's no plague after this.
那在到七灾之前。
So before the seven plagues.
那个天使对约翰说：“你到我这里来了哈。”
The angel said, "Come."
要到属灵里面去。
And we'll bring him into the spirit.
要到灵界里面。
And carry his spirit into the spiritual
realm. 然后要到高大的山。
Going to the high mountain.
你去旷野找不到的。
You wouldn't be able to find this in the wilderness.
你去大巴比伦城找不到。
You wouldn't be able to find this in the great city of Babylon.
要去高大的山。
You have to go to a high mountain.
那将那由神那里从天而降的圣城指示我。
And show me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out from heaven from God.
刚刚我们已经看到。
We had seen.
在第二节的时候，圣城已经降下了。
In verse 2, the holy city had come down from heaven.
第一次的介绍是三到五节。
The first introduction was from verse 3 to 5.
那第五节呢？
In verse 5,
做总第二次的说，看做宝座的说，第二说，看了、啊、我将一切都更新了。
The one who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new."
第六节
，verse 6,
第三说
，the third time he said,
他又对我说
，and he said to me,
都成了
，it is done.
好，那其实这个在这个时候，世界还没末日啊。
At this time, it's not the end of the world yet.
这个时候还是。要喝生命水的。
We still need to drink the living water at this point.
这个时候还需要得胜的。
We still need to.
第七节哈，第二十一章七节，得胜的哈。
Oh, we still need to overcome.
所以这个时候，那这是三次的报道。
So these are three proclamations.
来介绍一下圣城是怎么样。
To introduce what the holy city is.
你进去会怎么样？情况是怎么样
？What would happen once you entered the holy city?
那神接下来呢
？And then
就要把约翰带去看看嘛。你买房子一定要去看看，看到底里面是什么。
God brought him to look at the house that he's about to dwell in.
好，那如果以整体时间来讲的话
，If we're looking at the timing，
这就是如果我们看那个启示录啊。第十五章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 15.
在这个的时候。
This is when it happened.
就是那个末后七灾还没倒下来的时候。
It's right before the seven bowls of plague.
在这之前。
It's right before that happened.
那这个圣城从天而降。
The holy city descended from heaven.
那天使啊。要带他去看，指示他。
And、the angel was bring him to into the city.
那我们也知道，这个城是从天来的。
We know that this holy city, came down from heaven.
不是人建造的。
It's not built by men.
我们一般你看城都是人造的，人造城。
All the cities that we see are built by men.
那这个呢是神造的。
This is a city built by God.
那这个是羔羊的妻。
And this is the bride of the Lamb.
妻只有一个，单一了。
There is only one bride. It's singular.
这个是天上掉下来的。
And this came down from heaven.
你不用去找。
You You don't have to find it.
如果 你认为说这个就是
If you think this is,
绝对不会再有第二个
There will be not a, there won't be a second one.
所以这个城市也是一个定冠词的嘛。
定冠？
定冠词就是
the. The. So this, that's why the Holy City has the in front of it, the Holy City.
Definitive article.
It's a definitive article.
Okay,
if you say a holy city, then it's not.
这是这一个，只有一个。
So that's why it says the holy city.
所以，只要说这个是圣城。
So if we say this is the holy city,
你就不用说，有可能还有另外一个。
Then you no longer need to say that maybe there's another holy city.
如果你心里说还有可能还有一个，你是对这个圣城的侮辱啊。
So if you have doubts that perhaps there's another one, then you're insulting this holy city.
譬如说妈妈。
For example, for a mother.
如果这个是你妈妈。
If this is your mother.
我们讲妈妈是生你那个妈妈哈。
The mother who has bore you, given birth to you.
那个科学再怎么发达，再做要医生嘛，应该还不可能说有两个人生一个小孩。
No matter how advanced,
就是两个妈妈一起生一个小孩，有没有
？Our technology
有没有办法
？Is it possible for two women to give birth to the same child? No.
应该还没有，还没有听过了。是医生可以研究研究，看有没有办法。
As of now, the answer is no.
应该没有了哈。如果这个是你妈妈
，So if this is your mother,
你不可能说，哎，我妈妈有这样的很多这样的好特质。可能另外有一个人也有这样的好特质，我去找找看是不是还有另外一个妈妈存在。
You wouldn't say that my mom have all these good characteristics. Perhaps there's another mom, my mom, and there's another mom out there with the same good characteristics. That's my mom too.
如果你说我妈妈又勤劳又能干又只是后来慢慢变老。
If you say my mom is hardworking and has all these good characteristics, but she's just getting older in age,
可能另外一个妇人也像我妈妈一样哦。
So perhaps there's another woman who's just like my mom.
那就去找了。
Then I will go find her.
有一天可能会找到啊。
Perhaps I might find her one day.
那个就是你妈妈吗
？But would that woman become your mother?
绝对不会的。
No.
这个很重要的一个信息。
So this is a very important message.
只要这个是你真妈妈。
As long Once you're sure that this is your mom,
你再去你跟妈妈说，妈妈，我去找找看是不是有跟你一样特质的。如果一样的话，那就是我妈妈。这是你对你妈妈的最大的侮辱啊！你妈妈一定哭了。
If you ever think that, oh, perhaps there's another mom with the same characteristics, and then I want to try to find that mom, wouldn't that be insulting your own mom?
因为她是生你的。
Because she had bore you.
这是从如果用我们的这个类似来讲，好像从天上降下来的。
And compared to this, that it's coming from heaven.
这里我们来想一个问题啊。
Let's think about this question.
真耶稣教会快100年了哈。
Church's church has been established for about 100 years.
昨天我们有讲到那个使徒时代。
Yesterday we had mentioned about the apostolic.
使徒时代若照教会历史来看的话，没有超过100年。
The apostolic church was actually less than 100 years.
因为那个你看保罗的书信，就是后来的书信，还有彼得后书哈。
If you look at the letters from Paul and also Second Peter,
那看到犹大书
，and then continuing on to Jude,
那时候情况已经很糟糕。
The situation was actually pretty bad by then.
当然，比如说彼得后书。他所预言的，就是当时呢有一些畜类，就是野兽出来。
In Second Peter, it actually prophesied that there will be beasts.
那当然这个跟启示都有关系的。那这个兽类从哪里来
？Where did this beast come from?
兽，野兽哈。启示录第四印出来，害教会最大就是野兽。
In Revelation chapter 4, once the seals were broken, the beasts harmed the church.
我跟神学生上课的时候
When I was giving classes in the theological school,
昨天前天也一样，我们在讲启示录。
We are also studying the book of Revelation.
我们有五个嘛，哈。
We have five students.
连我五个了。
Including there's five of us.
不久你们就美国要选总统嘛。
In a few days, we will be electing our president.
选总统一定有一个候选名单嘛，候选人名单呢。
There is the ballot, and all the presidential candidates are on it.
我说我们五个哈。
There's five.
如果把它排名哈。
If you rank us.
那个瘦的候选人名单。
If we have a ballot for beasts.
真的，我说我可能排名第一。
I might be number one on that ballot.
兽哪里来的
？Where did the beast come from？
如果你从旧约
，If you look at the Old Testament，
是从牧人来的。
It comes from the shepherd。
牧人成为野兽。
A shepherd became a beast。
从彼得后书
，From Second Peter，
其实是教会的工人。如果我们现在来讲啊，你传道当越老，长老当越老，成为兽的机会越大，排行越高。
And in today's terms, those who have served the longest, those pastors and elders, their ranking on that ballot would be higher.
我们来看这个圣城哈。
So let's turn back to the holy city.
是在大灾难之前。
This happened right before the great tribulation.
会降下。
It would come down.
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
很简单的，我们知道哈，第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章一二节，我们昨天有稍微谈过，这个白马叫真耶稣教会出来。
In verse 1 and 2, it's mentioned the white horse, which is the true church.
启示录的起点是从真耶稣教会。
The beginning of Revelation is started with true Jesus church.
他一定是得胜的。
He will be victorious.
是马哦，马是工具哦。
The horse, it's a tool.
神的工具。
It's a tool used by God.
马就是这个圣洁的得胜的。
This horse, this white horse is holy. He will be victorious.
二四节嘛，三四节。
In verse 3 and 4.
红马。
The red horse appears.
它是不太平的。
He does not have peace.
是谁带来不太平
？Who brings this?
在哪里
？Unrest. Where?
如果我们看那个马太福音哈
，If we read Matthew，
马太福音第十章第三十四节
，Chapter 10 verse 34，
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
你们不要想我来是叫地上太平啊
，Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth。
我来不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。
I did not come to bring peace but a sword。
如果你再看路加福音第十二章。
If we read Luke chapter 12,
49节
verse 49,
耶稣来放火啊。
Jesus said, I sent fire on earth.
我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？主耶稣来放火啊，烧啊。
He came to send fire on earth.
所以红马在哪里？
So where is the red horse?
你不要把它想到政治啊，或是什么，就在教会里面。
Don't think about politics. It's actually in church.
因为耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
所以你看第四节嘛。
Let's read verse 4.
有权柄赐给那骑马的，可以从地上夺去太平，使人彼此相杀，又有一把大刀赐给他。
And it was
going to... 就是主耶稣来之后，如果在教会里面真道出来之后，真耶稣教会出来之后，接续会发生的。
So after Jesus came and the true church appeared, this will happen.
接下来呢?
And then continuing onwards.
黑马。
他
是拿着天平啊。
And he has a scale.
天平做什么?
What does he use a scale for?
天平就是公义公平的象征。
It's a symbol of righteousness, of being fair. Just.
你没有工作。
If you don't have a job.
你就饿死了。
Then you will...
你只要有一钱银子
，If you have a silver，
一个 denarius 是不是？
If you have a denarius，
好，你看，你只要如果你有一钱银子哈
，If you have one denarius，
你可以就可以买到一升麦子。
You can have a quart of wheat。
你如果大胃王，那个吃很多的。
And if you're like King David who eats a lot,
你 可以买三升大麦，比较粗糙。
Then you can have, eat three quarts of barley for the same price.
油跟酒是有的。
There are oil and wine.
但是你不可以糟蹋。
But do not harm them.
这讲属灵的。
This has a spiritual meaning.
从属灵来讲。
In terms of
你的一钱银子就是你一天工作的那个报酬。
The denarius is one day of labor.
我们已经被召入到这个园子里面工作了。
We have been called to work in this vineyard.
你要工作啊。
You have to work.
你不工作会饿死的。
If you don't work, then you will die of hunger.
到了这个时期啊。
At this time,
如果你还什么问题都是一定要问这个问那个，
If you still need to rely on others to answer questions,
你不能断奶，
You can't stop taking in milk,
你会饿死的，
You will die of hunger.
我们现在还没有了，你现在有问题一定要问你们的负责人，问传道了。我说圣经问题了哈。
Are there still people among us who have questions about the Bible and still have to ask others for answers?
但一定要成长。
You have to grow up.
因为当牧人成为野兽的时候，
Because when the shepherd becomes the beast,
你如果去问他，
If you go ask him,
你看那个以西结书哦，
If you turn to Ezekiel,
十四章，
Ezekiel chapter 14,
在这里呢，我们看第九节，
Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 9,
先知本来是替神讲话的，
The prophet should have spoken words of God.
但是先知有时候会被迷惑啊。
But sometimes they become confused.
所谓迷惑就是道理偏差。
This means that the truth is not the truth anymore.
最重要是道理哦。
The most important thing is the truth.
道理被迷惑了。
And they become
并且说一句预言是我，就是神哈，任那先知受迷惑。那我也必向他伸手，将他从我民以色列中除灭。
And if the prophet is induced to speak anything, I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from my people.
在这个时候，先知被迷惑了。
At this time, the prophet is being able to be influenced by others.
神没有救他。
God didn't save him.
他本来你已经是医生了嘛，对不对？如果你是医生、啊、
，Suppose you're already a doctor.
医生医死人，你不能说哎，对不起，我没有学好，你不要当医生了、啊。你医生医死人，你就要负责啊，对不对？
If you accidentally kill someone, you can say, "Oh, sorry, I didn't learn that part." You are responsible for the death.
先知也一样。
That is the same for prophets.
所以当然在跟神学生讲的时候、
So when I teach the theological students,
如果信徒被迷惑了，
if they were being confused and
一个信徒
by others,
应该是替他可怜，要替他祷告的。
If you see someone like that, you should have pity on them and pray for them.
你当传道了，再被迷惑打屁股，因为你不晓得害死多少人呢、啊。
But as a pastor, if you're being confused, then you will be punished because you would influence a lot of people.
第十节啊
，verse ten，
他们必担当自己的罪。
They shall bear their iniquity.
我们看那个，好，那先知的罪孽和求问之人的罪孽都是一样。
And the punishment of the prophet shall be the same as the punishment of one who inquired.
如果你去问那个被迷惑的先知
，So if you go and inquired of the prophet who was induced by others.
你也被迷惑了。
You are also induced.
你说是他告诉我的啊，他害死我的啊。
You can't say that. Oh, he told me that. He's responsible.
被害死的跟害死人的罪一样。
The punishment for the one who inquired and also the prophet is the same.
所以这就黑马时代。
This is the time of the dark horse.
一定要读圣经。
You have to read the Bible.
一定要在正道上扎根。
You have to take root
在真理里面呢、啊。
Take root in the truth.
你真理不稳呢、啊。
If you're not firm in the truth,
你会随风飘的。
You will go with the wind.
我们的神是独一的。
There is only one God.
只有他。
There is only him.
神的他的特色就是他的本质就是自由的。
The characteristic and essence of God is that he is self-existing.
你再把另外一个存在说他也是自存，这一定是亵渎神，这是异端。
So if you think that there's something else that is also self-existing, then that is obviously not the truth and is blaspheme against God.
如果你问他，
if you ask them,
你被迷惑了，
and you're confused as well,
你的罪跟他一样，
you have the same sin as him.
正教会再来，这几年，有人对正教会的独性怀疑啊。
Within the past few years, there are people who question the oneness of the church.
他们是 从人的眼光来看的。
They're looking at things from the human perspective.
用那个归纳法。
And they're trying to use logic to induce this theory.
你有没有走过全世界的各个教派？
Have you gone through all the denominations in the world?
真耶稣教会是真的。
True Jesus Church is true.
你没有走过，你怎么晓得人家不真？
But if you haven't gone through all the other denominations or the other churches, how can you say that they're not true?
这种人，如果是故意的，那要悔改。
If they're doing this, if they're questioning this on purpose, then they need to repent.
如果是被迷惑的，要悔改。
And if they were confused by others, they would need to repent.
如果故意又继续在传播的，
if they're doing this on purpose and trying to spread it even further,
这是对主耶稣最大的侮辱啊！
This is very insulting to Lord Jesus Christ.
你只要认真耶稣教会是真教会， just, 除非你说这个教会已经是、哦、可以离开了，这个教会已经是、那个什么异端了，这个教会。外教会骂我们骂异端，那是骂的有够惨就是了，他们不会来的。
Either you
如果你也认为说这是真教会，你也不敢走，那你又要去找别的，这是对你的妈妈的最大的侮辱啊！
So、either,
你没有感觉吗
？So either you believe that this is not the true church and you are free to leave, or you believe that this is a true church, yet you want to find if there's another true church. Don't you think that this is very insulting to your mom, to this church?
这是你的母亲。
This is your mother.
只要她是真。
As long as she is true.
一定是唯一。
There is only one.
如果你有点疑心再去找。
If you have some doubt and you want to find other.
或许再去传。
Or perhaps.
你是对你妈妈最大的侮辱啊！对主耶稣最大的侮辱。
Spread that there may be another true church, then you're insulting God and this church.
一定要悔改。
You have to repent.
这个圣城。
This is the holy city.
到就是我们再看第四马之后会降下的。
We can continue on with the horses, the fourth horse.
第四马。
The fourth one.
死亡出来。
Death King.
会死人的。
People will die.
用什么呢
？What does he use?
刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫，还有野兽。
Sword, hunger, death, and beasts.
那个 beast 败，对不对？
很多。
对，很多，不只是很多。你念一下哈。
By the beast, yeah. So to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
这四大灾啊。
This is the fourth plate, fourth.
我们来看以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书第十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
十四章，我们刚刚已经看到了哈。
We had read this.
先知被迷惑。
That the prophet is induced to say anything.
你去问他。
And you went to inquire.
你也被迷惑了。
You also became.
你们两个罪是一样的。
Both of you share the same punishment.
好，那。这个时候如果我们被迷惑了
So if we also get confused
神的惩罚
The punishment from God
在十四章一直重复的三个人
In 14 it repeatedly said three times
你看十四节
In verse 14
挪亚、但以理、约伯
Noah, Daniel and Job
他们是义人
They were righteous men
并且他们是那个代祷替人家祷告的
And they prayed for others. They intercede for others.
他们三个人来了。
Even if the three, these three men,
也救不了。
They will not be delivered.
只能救自己。
They can only deliver themselves.
在这里重复哈。
You repeated it.
重复到最后把它加起来。
Adding on, adding on.
就是二十一节。
In verse 21.
主神如此说。
Thus says the Lord.
我将这四大样大，我将这四样大灾要降在耶路撒冷。
How much more it shall be when I send my four severe judgment on Jerusalem?
这个四灾是降在耶路撒冷的。
These judgments are upon Jerusalem.
哪四灾？
Which four?
刀剑饥荒，恶兽瘟疫。
Sword, famine, wild beasts, and pestilence.
就是第四印开的时候。
And this is the fourth seal.
就是灰马出来的时候。
Which is when the pale horse appear.
会出现在哪里？
Where will it appear in?
也是在真耶稣教会。
Within True Jesus Church.
这是大灾难啊。
This is a great.
我们来看主耶稣也有讲这个大灾难哈。
Jesus Christ also mentioned about this.
我们很熟悉的那个马太福音二十四章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
二十四章。好，第二十节以下哈。
Matthew chapter 24 from verse 20 onwards.
我们看二十一节。
It's 3:21.
因为那时必有大灾难啊。
For there will be great tribulation.
你想到大灾难，就会想到什么打仗啦、核子弹啦，或是什么什么什么啊、天灾人变啦、啊，这个那个环境改变了、啊，对不对？
When we think about tribulations, we might think of wars, nuclear warfare, or great disasters.
其实如果你看到二十四节，
But if you read 24,
这是属灵的。
This is actually a spiritual war.
这个大灾难就是从教会会出一些假基督、假先知啊。
This great tribulation is that false prophets and Christ will appear within the church.
会大大迷惑。
And they will try to deceive people.
并且呢，有四分之一会交在他们，四分之一的地交在他们，他们任凭而为。
And a fourth of the earth will be in their hands to do as they please.
第六章的第就是启示录六章第八节以下。
From in Revelation chapter 6 verse 8 onwards.
所以这是大灾啊。
So this is a great tribulation.
这种大灾在使徒时代已经发生过。
This has happened during the apostolic time already.
如果你念教会历史哈。
If you read the chronicle of the church.
那个教会历史里面 有一本那个教会历史，他叫是 William Walker。
There's one by William Walker。
他讲到使徒时代的那个时候。
You mentioned about the apostolic。
他说在主后一百年的前后。
Around 100 AD。
教会是黑暗的时期。
It was a dark time for the church。
他所谓的黑暗，就是说没有资料了。
During that time, there was no more information.
对学者来讲，没有资料就没有办法知道那个时期发生什么事情。不是说那时候的人很坏啊，或是什么，而是说最少资料。
For scholars, if they don't have information, they can't study it. So that's when around 100 AD, there's no information.
一百年过了。
After that,
他那边写啊，教会跟保罗所传的教会已经不一样了。
The church at that point was different than the one that Paul had preached.
从教会历史我们也可以知道。
And with church history, we can also know.
经过了一百年。
After 100 years.
独一神的神观变成三位一体的独一神的神观。
That one true God
神观改变。
Has turned into Trinity, so our view on God is different.
对教义改变。
And there's changes to the
doctrine. 洗礼他们就那个让步了
，and they have
就妥协了 ，tolerance 妥协了。
They have give in water baptism.、啊、
若有人在今天教会里面骂教义的话，小心。
So today, if there are people who are against the church doctrine, you should be careful.、
啊、这是败坏的开始。
This is the starting of the decay.
没有教义。
If there's no doctrine.
没有基础。
There's no foundation.
没有救恩。
There's no salvation.
所以这一书要一百年。
Church's church has been around for 100 years.
如果你从小在台湾长大了。
If you grew up in Taiwan.
没有一个时期像现在。
There's no other time like this right now.
甚至我们的传道有一些了哈，少数我们的执事长老对真耶稣教会的独一性也提出怀疑。
There are even pastors and ministers who question about the oneness.
有人说不可以讲啊，你没有走过全世界，看看所有的教派，你怎么说你独一？
There are some that says, if you haven't been to all the other denominations, how can you say that you are the one true church?
这是颠倒讲吗？
This is turning everything backwards.
从魔鬼的迷惑来讲，
It's a tactic used by Satan.
这是第一步。
This is the first step.
你在绝对的事上来把它相对化。
Something that should be absolute, you've turned it into comparative.
蛇对女人说了。
Because, like at the very beginning, the scene, the
神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有那个树上的果子吗？
The serpent questioned the woman. Did God truly say that you shall eat not eat every fruit in the?
这是两个转弯的疑问。
This is a question that has two turning points.
神说你吃的日子必定死。
God says the day you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die.
这是绝对的。
This is absolute.
谁对这个绝对的开始怀疑，你就是已经进入到魔鬼的试探里面了。
Whoever questioned this absolute truth, they have entered into the realm of Satan.
圣城是从天降下的。
The holy city came down from heaven.
唯一的。
There is only one.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Still love. 副歌就要唱这个
We will sing this refrain after our prayer.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.